Let's stay with the subject, though. Omicron seemingly spreading, and the focus is on keeping workforces and companies going. We'll look at that further later in the morning. For obvious reasons, though, health is right in the front of this and facing an acute risk, so much so the Seniors Doctors Union is calling on the government to declare a health workforce emergency. Sarah Dalton is Executive Director of the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists, and she's with us this morning. Sarah, you reckon we're 12,000 nurses short and 1,400 GPs?
That's right, and 1,500 hospital specialists, the bulk of whom are our members. And that would be to have staffing on a similar per capita basis to our friends in Australia. So it may be that we need more than that, but that would be to uplift our healthcare workforce to a similar level to Australia.
Right, so that's the comparison you've made and said, OK, if you boil the numbers backwards, this is what we need. This hasn't magicked out of nowhere, has it? This has been building.
That's right. It's been building for quite some time, and we know we have been pointing out workforce shortages for years now.
So what happens when your staff start getting sick or infected or just having to isolate because they're contacts?
Well, it means even more people are going to miss out. So we know from what we're being told, and this is most likely going to be the case, that many people who catch Omicron won't become significantly unwell to the point that they'll probably feel horrible, but they won't need hospital-level care. And we've got to hope that's the case, because even before COVID landed in New Zealand, we were experiencing significant delays in our hospital care system and people missing out on care. And people use the term hospital system, but really what that means is our hospital healthcare workforce. We do not have enough. The new normal is trying to juggle a job that is too big for the number of workers that we have. And there is nothing being done that we can see that is going to make any substantial positive difference to support the staff we do have.
We're worried
about them.
You can clear the wards all you want and have as many spare beds as you like, but if you've got nobody to look after the patients, there's not much point in doing that.
Well, that's right, and that ignores the people who should be in those beds being treated for different things, because, you know, people are still going to get sick or have accidents and have other things wrong with them that need care in hospitals that are being pushed back because of COVID. But, you know, as the Senior Doctors Union, our real concern at the moment is our members and their well-being. There is the Minister of Health acknowledges that there are staffing shortages, but the government, the ministry, the employers in particular are not looking to the people that are there now to say, hey, we know we can't get more staff for you right away. We know that's a medium to long-term problem. We will address it, although they haven't said that either. Let's see what we can do for you to look after you now to make sure you stay here, that you stay working with us. Because, you know, senior doctors and dentists have options. They don't have to stay working in our health system. We really hope that they do. But it's an international market, and we do worry that we will lose people, particularly when we're no longer a COVID haven, as we have been to some extent.
What is doing what you're asking for, declaring a health workforce emergency, going to do to help the situation?
What it would at least mean is that it would be documenting where exactly the shortages are and what is the time frame and the plan to address those shortages, because we've only had empty words. We've had no commitment to help the staff we currently have in terms of in conditions, and we have no timeline or map as to how we are going to go about recruiting, training, putting in place all of those thousands of doctors and nurses that we urgently need.
We can't just rely on immigrants, given that MIQ is more or less closed again.
Well, we already rely on our overseas trained workforce, and we're incredibly grateful they're here. So somewhere around 42% of our senior medical workforce are overseas trained. So we rely really heavily on those people. We train some fantastic people locally, but we do not have the capacity to train all of the people that we need. So we need to do both, and we need to do both better. But we don't even have proper data that is shared as to where the key specialty shortages are and where the key regional workforce shortages are. We don't think that's good enough. We've had pushback on our data in the past, but the longer we go along, the more accurate that's proving to be.
Grateful for your time this morning. Sarah Dalton at the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists.